శ్రీ రమణ గీత ఆఫ్ బివి నరసింహ స్వామి పార్ట్ 3 కంటిన్యూడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద సెప్టెంబర్ అక్టోబర్ ఇష్యూ. వైల్ బివి నరసింహ స్వామి వాజ్ రిసైడింగ్ అట్ ది ఆశ్రమ్ అరౌండ్ ది ఇయర్ 1930, హీ అపియర్స్ టు హ్యావ్ టేకన్ అప్ ది ప్రాజెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ రీకాస్టింగ్ గణపతి మునీస్ శ్రీ రమణ గీత ఇన్ ఇట్స్ ఒరిజినల్ కాన్వర్సేషనల్ ఫార్మ్. ఫర్ ఎ ఫుల్ ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ టు దిస్ న్యూలీ డిస్కవర్డ్ మ్యానుస్క్రిప్ట్, see the July-August 2009 issue of the Maharishi newsletter. In the present issue we take up chapter 4, what is the nature of jnana, realization. On the 21st of July 1917, Kavyakanta queried the Maharishi again. Kavyakanta, what is the state of jnana? Is it the mental process Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman, or the idea Brahmaham, Brahman is myself, or the idea Aham Sarvam, I am everything, or the idea Sakalam Brahmam, everything is Brahman, or is Jnana different from all these four ideas? Footnote 1. The Sanskrit texts in this and the next paragraph are facsimiles of what Sri Ramana Maharishi wrote in the actual typed manuscript of B.V. Narasimha Swami. Besides writing the Sanskrit and Tamil text in the manuscript, he made handwritten English corrections as well. From paragraph 4, we substituted formal Sanskrit text, Maharishi. All these mental states, processes or ideas are certainly only the operations of the mind. But that which is termed jnana is not a mental state or process. It is sarva rupaya stitihi, that is being, remaining or existence in the self as such. Kavyakanta, then, sir, is not the self, Atman or Brahman, God, reached by the mind? In fact, while the Mundaka Upanishad 3.1 says, Sanskrit to be transliterated shortly, this subtle self has to be known by the mind. Transliteration needed. It is to be seen by the sharp eye of the seers of the subtle, and the Kathopanishad 4.2 says of Brahmana, transliteration coming by the mind alone is this to be attained, while Taittiriya Upanishad 2.9 says transliteration coming whence words retired, baffled, as also the mind. And Brahman is repeatedly styled as translate coming, not to be reached by speech or mind. How is this conflict to be reconciled, and which is the truth? Maharishi, all sets of texts are true. It is the mind that sets out on the inquiry into the nature of the self. But in the course of its efforts to reach Brahman, it gets transformed and is seen to be Brahman. It ceases to have any separate existence. Requested later to elucidate this matter further, Maharishi said, in a sense, it is by the mind you reach Brahman. But perhaps it would be better to stick to the more accurate expression that it is Brahman alone that realizes itself, and that the mind as such does not. What realizes is not the mind as such, but the mind transformed into Purna Prajna or cosmic consciousness. By way of analogy, we may take the case of a mighty river that flows into the ocean. The waters, which formerly took the name of the river, later take the name of ocean. One would not refer to the river as Samudrakara Nadi, that is, the river in the form of the ocean. The mind is the separate broken khanda entity which starts the inquiry. But as it progresses, it develops, alters its nature and form, and finally loses these and itself in the limitless, infinite, and undifferentiated akhanda ocean of Brahman. The mind may thereafter be referred to as Brahmakara Manas, that is, the mind in the guise of the Absolute. But perhaps it will be conducive to clarify if we briefly say in popular language that there has been Manonasa, or the disappearance of the limited, finite mind, and that Brahman is realized not by Chitta Vritti, that is, mental operation, but by Purnatva or Swabhava Samstiti, the perfection of self-realization. Maharishi had elucidated this matter by another illustration in the third stanza of his Arunachala Ashtaka. Unuru Unalara Unida Munni Rurusaru Karayuru Venavuru Oyum, which means, as addressed to God Arunachala, who is considered to be identical with Brahma. Thinking of thee without thinking, that is, play of intellect. One's form melts away as that of a sugar doll entering the sea. Footnote 2. The image is a facsimile of the Maharishi's Tamil handwriting. He wrote this verse into the BVN's typed manuscript, continued in the January-February 2010 issue.